This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Thank you for joining us in this episode of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. Helping me co-host today is Chris Forbes, Branding and Marketing Specialist with Oklahoma Baptist. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's everybody?
Doing good. We've got a really great guest today. We're going to be talking to Rusty Gunn, who serves as really founding pastor, lead pastor at Church That Matters, Sand Springs, and he now joins us. Rusty, welcome.
Hey, man. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, thank you, and really excited to talk about what God's done through Church Plant in your life and ministry and an important development there. But first, I was telling Chris this morning, you know, this week is Chuck Norris's birthday and all those Chuck Norris facts emerge. I've always looked at you as the Chuck Norris of church planting, Rusty.
Oh, my goodness. does that just mean I'm old? Because Chuck Norris, I think, turned 80 is what I thought. So I guess that just, I'm like the old church planter or something.
When Rusty Gunn plants a church, it stays planted.
I love it. Well, hey, God really has used your life and your toughness and determination. I thought you could tell listeners just a little bit about the church plant and what God's done there, and start with that, Rusty.
Gosh, there's, you know, so many things that God's done, but I'll just kind of recap it. You know, we started a church in 2010 with 20 people in a living room, and really kind of as a house church, more or less, and then began to branch that into more house churches, and then began discussions about our culture and what that looks like in Oklahoma and specifically in Sand Springs, knowing that people expect a church to have that Sunday morning gathering. And so we decided, you know, to do that and use it, and God has used it in great ways. And so we've seen just a great number of people come to know Jesus through that experience, but mostly through our church just getting out into the community and being the church wherever we are. And, you know, we've since that time seen over 600 people who have come to Christ and been baptized through our church. And, man, it's been an amazing ride, and great to see the lives transformed and what God's done.
Rusty, I've had the opportunity to go to your church a couple times, and it's such an impressive group of people. They love the Lord, and they serve together. One of my favorite things is how you talk about where you meet as the church is called the box. Could you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, from the beginning, we said we wanted to be a church that's not defined by the walls in which we meet, but rather by the people of God who are a part of it, and the ministry in motion. And so we just kind of reject that idea in a sense of calling the building the church when it really we know, and everybody knows it, but we just want to communicate it and really get that culture changed in our own minds that the building's not the church. And so we really focus on that a lot. My kids will even correct me if I slip up and say, hey, we'll meet you at the church, or we're going to the church. And they'll say, no, we're going to the box. And so it's become a culture thing for us, and really it's spurred us on to make sure that we are the church everywhere. I saw yesterday somebody had a T-shirt posted online. It said, the church has left the building, and I loved it. I was like, we got to do that because that's what we really ought to be about. So, yeah, we call our building the box, and so we often use terminology and thoughts about getting outside the box and make sure we're thinking out of the box and not just wanting people to come to us, but making sure that we as the church are going to people with the gospel.
I think that's so awesome. And you were featured in one of the state missions offering video and just this idea of embracing brokenness as an opportunity for the gospel. Too often, we Southern Baptists see brokenness and start to curse the darkness, but God can open our eyes and we can start seeing it as opportunity. And Rusty, just changing gears a little bit, you were recently... If people were to look at you today and how you looked in the video, they might notice a change. You have had a significant change in health and lost weight, and it's just really an encouraging thing. Tell us what all God's done with that.
Well, you know, many years in the making of God convicting me about my health and my just lifestyle, and you know, I was very overweight. Saw a medical chart as I was just in a routine checkup for a illness or something, a sinus infection, I think. And I saw on my chart in the computer that the doctor was looking at, the words morbidly obese. And man, that just struck me. And that began, some thinking, but not enough to make me do anything at that point. And then in September of 2018, I was diagnosed with diabetes. And, man, that really hit me. I was embarrassed, and I was ashamed. And I actually lied to my wife about it and others. I told them, some people close to me that I was borderline diabetic. And the truth is, if that was the border, man, I climbed right over that wall and went right into it. So it was not borderline. I was full-blown diabetic. And that began a little bit more passion toward getting some things going. But it really took another several months before I got serious about it. And I contacted a coach who does a program called Pastor Fit. He's from South Carolina. And a great guy. I'd actually been working with some church planters in St. Louis, and one of them had told me about their experience with Pastor Fit. And so he kind of turned me on to Greg Orham, and I contacted him and just said, man, here's where I'm at. And man, it's a hindrance to my life, to my ministry, even to my marriage or my family, and I don't want to be here anymore. And so I've got to do something. And so he helped me really develop a plan for nutrition and for working out. That was sustainable. It wasn't a fad diet. It wasn't, crazy CrossFit mentality. that was just not going to be sustainable for me personally. And so I needed something that was sustainable and doable. And he gave me a great plan. And so it actually started, crazy enough, at what was then called the Evangelism Conference in 2019. On January 27th, I was in the hotel room, took my first kind of before photo. And that was the first day of my new plan of eating and working out. And so I don't know, the Evangelism Conference, now the Advanced Conference could claim, here's the before and after. So some good marketing there for you, Chris, to use. Here's what the Advanced Conference can do for you. But no, really, I did. I started in a hotel room, just the workouts that he had given me, and began that week eating. And so over the next year, lost 80 pounds. And,
wow.
And so I've kept that off now. Here we are in March, and I've kept off the weight. So it's been sustainable. And man, I've just been so, it's changed everything. My health, obviously, I feel better, look better. I think better, make better decisions, clearer thinking. Just everything in the world is better as a result of these decisions.
Rusty, congratulations on that.
Mm-hmm.
You're such an example to us all. Something I read, and they actually did an article about you in a Tulsa area paper, and you talked about kind of the self-talk that you had to yourself as you lay in bed at night. And what was that like, and then how has the Lord changed that since you've made these changes?
Yeah, man, it was really the mornings. It was when I needed to get up, and I'm sluggish, and I'm not feeling good, and I know that I got to get up and get about the day. I knew I needed to get up and work out, really, and just the really bad self-talk to myself, just calling myself some names, and, you got to get up, fat boy, and move on. Looking in the mirror, same type of thing, and, man, all that's gone. It's just changed, and I know who I am, and I knew who I was in Christ, but, man, it was hard to look in the mirror and see that guy and believe that that's who I was. And so this has just helped me to believe who I am in Christ, and that he's given me power to overcome addiction to food and struggles like that. Chris, it also just impacted me, and this was that self-image thing too, because I knew that people looked at me and there was a a feeling of hypocrite with people who would hear me preach and talk about maybe sin that they were walking through and not addressing my own. And so that was there. And I had a lady who I've been really trying to reach for years here in our city. She's an older lady, actually the mother of one of my really great friends who's come to Christ through our church. And she's just a great figure here in our community. People love her, but she's very bold and outspoken. And she, after seeing me and the transformation of my body, she's always been kind and always been nice to me. But she ultimately said, hey, Rusty, I can take you serious now when you talk about the Lord. And that hit me. It really did affect my witness, the way that my body was and the way that I, conducted myself when it came to eating and sluggishness and laziness. So it's made a difference in all areas, man. It's been pretty powerful.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that testimony. And, we've heard Hans Stilbeck talk a lot about feeble churches and healthy churches and growing churches. How has the discipline in this area positively affected your walk with the Lord and just your experience daily life on the spiritual side?
Yeah, I think those wins when it comes to getting up and doing something about my physical body has also led to just more momentum and wins when it comes to getting in the Word and being physically, I mean, not just physically fit, but spiritually fit. You know, as my sluggishness because of my health would often cause me to stay in bed longer than I should have. Sometimes those times with the Lord in the morning would be neglected. I would say sometimes, oftentimes. And so this has, you know, as I get up in the morning early to get going and making sure I'm paying attention to my physical body, it's also given me that margin in my schedule that it's not a task and it's not a chore, but it's really a delight and a joy to get to spend that time with the Lord. As I feel better physically, it's getting me in tune more spiritually. So all those things work together, man, body, soul, and spirit. Why would I only use a third of my resources to connect with the Lord? But my physical body also needs to connect with the Lord. And then, of course, the emotions that come with all of that. And so I want to use my whole being to really connect with the Lord. And being physically healthy has really helped me in that.
You know, Rusty, there are probably other pastors out there who, because of the stress of ministry, find themselves using food as a way to kind of soothe themselves. They're dealing with a lot of other people's stress besides their own and just the general drive that is required in ministry. And, you know, as you look around, there are probably many pastors that would, you know, be in your boat that you were in before. What kind of advice would you give them? I know that you would say something in a loving way, but how would you encourage them to get healthy?
You know, again, that it changes everything, man, and it's worth the journey. And it's not easy. It wasn't easy for me. I really, you know, had a food and probably still have if I let it go there, but have a food addiction. And so, man, I was to the point of planning my routes to meetings and different places that I was going, especially around the Tulsa area, around where could I swing by and grab some food that I like, you know. And so there's certain restaurants and drive-thrus and places that I really enjoy, and I would make sure that my route would take me by. And so it's not an easy journey, no matter where you are in that. But you're right, Chris. Our lifestyle is somewhat sedentary, sitting in a desk, sitting in meetings, and everybody who wants to meet us wants to meet for lunch or for breakfast or for dinner. And so it's all revolved around food. But you can make better choices. And it's a matter of, this was something that came to me when it came to just sin several years ago. This was, gosh, I was in youth ministry, and one night I was sitting in my living room and I was flipping through the channels, and my wife was standing in her back door looking out in the backyard. So she wasn't paying attention to what I was doing. And just in transparency, as I was flipping, I came across a commercial that had some, you know, women who weren't fully clothed. and I flipped past it because I was flipping channels, but I flipped back to it because of lust. And in that moment, the Holy Spirit very clearly just said to me, "You don't have to." And it was right. So I quickly, you know, changed the channel again. And what it revealed to me is that I'm no longer a slave to sin. I don't have to be. I don't have to do those things. And so when it comes to this now, the Holy Spirit just reminded me of that I don't have to overeat. I don't have to have the extra. I don't have to gorge myself on those things. I have a choice. And so those choices aren't easy, but they are worth it. And I would encourage anybody who's walking through that right now and probably experiencing some of the things that I had with the self-hatred and you know, just talking to yourself negatively, the spiritual just drought that could take you into, I would encourage you, get some help. Man, I had to reach out. I couldn't do it by myself. And getting some coaching really helped me along the way and helped me get a plan that was sustainable and gave me some accountability to make sure that I was making those decisions and having to own up to those decisions when I didn't make the right decision. And all of that, man, just really set me on a course to have a lifestyle of change. Now, let me also be transparent here, too. I'm still not the picture of physical fitness by any means. Okay, I still weigh 220 pounds, 225 pounds, and I like to say to people, there's still plenty to love here. Okay, I still have some belly and some lingering things that are there. But man, 80 pounds lighter and much healthier, much more energetic, and I'm on my way to some better things. So I encourage somebody, get started, do something, and move the ball forward.
That's awesome. Well, great word, great testimony. Shifting gears a bit before we have to wrap up, Rusty, you've become actually a familiar face on the Baptist scene here in Oklahoma, and I know the Lord's really used you in your community and reaching people. What are some of the hopes you have looking across your community? Ministry hopes, prayers, things that are encouraging you as you look out in the mission field there.
Man, our vision is just to see a city transformed for the glory of God, one life at a time, and that is the hope, man. And we will stop nowhere short of that. And so, just seeing people who are broken continue to come to know the Lord. I jokingly say, but it's really true. We have more prison time served and tattoos than probably all the other churches in Tulsa combined. And so just seeing people who are coming out of different broken situations, addiction and difficulty, seeing those lives restored and them come to know Jesus and walk forward. We have a lady right now, man, who is leading a ministry team within our church that's going out into the community and ministering to women who are victims of domestic violence and human trafficking, and she came from that environment. And so seeing people's story redeemed from where they've been to where God wants to take them and use their pain, use their hurt, and bring true redemption to their lives and their stories, man, we just want to see more of that. I want to see more people come to know Jesus. God be glorified. I want to see all the churches in Sand Springs continue to unite, and even more so than we have, because if we're in it together, we're going to win it together. And so just really having that kingdom heart and mentality around our community is what I want to see continue to grow.
One thing I love about you, Rusty, is you love your community, but you also love Oklahoma and even beyond, and do a lot of ministry. And one of your roles, you lead the coaching for our church planting. Now, since you're the Chuck Norris of church planting in Oklahoma, can you give us a word or an encouragement in the area of church planting?
Man, you know what? We've seen the results. We've seen the statistics of the effectiveness of church planting, that it is the number one most effective way of evangelism in a community is to plant new churches. And so we need more of it. We need people who aren't necessarily even in ministry today in their own mind. They're in ministry wherever they are. Of course, if they're a believer, follower of Christ, as every person who's a new creation is an ambassador of Jesus. But if they're not in a vocational kind of ministry position right now, man, we need some people who just have entrepreneurial gifts and callings, and people who have a heart for the lost, just to step up and say, hey, maybe I can be a part of a church plant, whether it's the lead point person or whether I'm just going to join in with somebody who has a vision and a call to a community and jump on board, man, because that is, we've got to have it. And there are so many lost people. People get concerned that we're going to, impact another church or steal from another church, and that's not the goal of any church planter that I know. Their goal is to reach the lost, and we can do that if we can partner together and support these church plants rather than resisting them. Man, we can see some great things happen in every community. And I believe when the tide comes in, when God's moving, that all boats rise. And so it's going to impact and it's going to support and help every church in the community if we'll all be involved and be a part of that.
Great word. Been talking to Rusty Gunn, lead pastor at Church That Matters Sand Springs. Rusty, thanks for coming on, sharing your story and all you're doing in the kingdom.
Thank you, guys, and thanks for your work and what you do. Just continuing to spread the message and help us to be able to get the word out, man, about what God's doing.
Thanks, brother. God bless.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. To subscribe, find us on Spotify, the iTunes Store, or your preferred podcast platform. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com today. Oklahoma Baptists. Advancing the gospel together.